Blog Talk Radio.
And hello and welcome to Gotham Talk Podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Heredia, and tonight we are talking about episode 20, Unleashed. Yes, we're a little behind, but don't worry, we're catching up to next week's finale. We should be caught up by then, so please join us these next few days, including the weekends. It's going to be a rough ride, but we're going to pouch through all the way to the finale. So join us again tomorrow with another awesome edition of Gotham Talk as we discuss the week's episode after that episode of Gotham. And that, my friend, is, let's see, the title of that episode is, we had, tonight we're doing Unleashed, and then tomorrow's episode will be A Legion of Horribles. And then after that, we're caught up to Transference. So that's the finale. It's going to air on May 23rd. So we'll probably do it the day after. So on May 24th, we'll be talking about the finale of Gotham. So if you want to join us on our finale episode, it's next week. All right, May 24th, Gotham Talk at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All right, so Unleashed, it aired originally on May 9th. Last week, 2016, I mean, Gotham alone just really it challenges me because it's just a really great show, and the characters they've introduced, like Professor Strange, and then Captain Barnes is still not dead, and he's in the hospital, and then Azrael, that was crazy, especially that ending with the RPG killing Azrael. It was like, that was so cool. I was at the TV like a madman, because I'm like, who does that? Oh yeah, the Penguin, he would do that. All right, we're live right now. Call in. Our number is 347-637-3821. Let me patch in my co-host. Here we go from Mary Code 239. Who is this?
Matt has been unleashed. What's up? Wow.
There you go. He's been unleashed. Watch out, guys.
Wow. That was a great episode. Oh, my God. More Azrael. After Bruce Wayne,
more Azrael,
they
yeah.
find out, yes, that scene with Penguin, oh my God, you think Bruce Wayne is about to get killed, and then the music, you feel it, the music, and I was screaming at my TV too, man, Jesus, when Penguin used that bazooka on Azrael,
yeah.
saying, take that, you son of a bitch for taking out my mom. That was
exactly.
so cool. I love
payback
that
a bitch. That's for sure.
Yeah, because you can't cheat death twice. Now, what Strange
no.
gonna do next?
No.
The episode was.
I know. Well, is he gonna plug him, pick up the pieces of Galavan?
Yeah, I know. I'm no more Galavan.
Chopped liver.
No more Galavan.
Yeah. No
he
more.
Is
that is definitely. I think the writers kind of like were agreeing with us, Matt, when they're like, okay,
yeah.
we got to just get rid of him, like obliterate him.
Azrael was cool, but I say no more Galavan. And boy, Alfred was just a badass there. I mean,
yeah.
the way he was punching at.
Yeah, he has like cat eyes, you know,
sword.
He can see from the back of his head.
Yeah.
So let's see, Gotham Talk, we're talking about Unleashed. We're here for the next 24 minutes. So if you're listening to us live, call in at 347-637-3821, or you could join us on Twitter at Gotham Talk, all one word. There you go. Okay, so Matt, I'm going to read the synopsis. So if you want to talk about a certain part of the story, please stop me and then we'll talk about it, okay?
All right, man.
All right, here we go. Together with Bullock, a crew of police officers, Gordon arrives at Arkham Asylum with warrant to inspect Professor Strange's office.
Oh,
Strange
I love
is
that
unfortunately
part.
One step in front of them, having shredded all of his documents. Now, how sneaky is that for
yes,
Doctor Strange
so
to
sneaky.
Like shred every piece of evidence?
I know Doctor Strange is like one of those craziest new villains that is so sneaky and planning something big for Gotham.
Yes.
He is planning something big.
He is
planning something
and I hope
big,
it pays off next week.
He would hide something so crazy that they would not let anyone to know, let Bullock know or Gordon to know.
Oh,
but man.
Do you think it might be Clayface? Because I heard a rumor that he might come out.
Yep. Yeah, I think it
season.
Might be Clayface. I think it would be crazy to see Clayface at the end
be
of season
so
two.
So cool. Let us
like
know if you're listening. If you think it's Clayface, let us know, you know, tweet
project.
On Gotham Talk. All right, let's see. Enigma is, in the meantime, is disturbed at Indian Hill and realizes he needs to escape. As Captain Barnes
oh,
is
that,
still in the hospital, Harvey
me.
Bullock is declared the de facto captain. Bruce decides to go off with Selina to find a way into Arkham. Selina accepts it and thinks that Bridget is still alive in Arkham, but says she shall go in her own. So she should go on her own. So Selina Kyle, of course, still friends with Bridget, who we know as fans known as who, Matt?
Firefly.
Firefly.
That was the shocking
yeah.
ending that Professor Strange used mind control on her and totally almost killed
yeah.
Kat at the very, very end. And the opening
yeah,
of this week's
that
episode,
was kind
too.
Of crazy. I know.
Yeah.
For her, I mean, that was a great character, Firefly. I really
yeah.
liked it.
She was cool. And
did
then,
they
like,
have
the
one on Smallville, Matt, Firefly?
No. No, they didn't.
They didn't have one there, right?
No, I don't think so. I mean, my Smallville okay. knowledge, you know. But
yeah,
still,
you got a great,
great
one.
Episode.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay,
I know
so let's see. Bridget is still alive in Arkham, but says she will go on her own. So Jim Gordon and Harvey Bullock arrive at Butch's mansion to talk with Tabitha, who states that the sword Azrael had used was fake and that the real one is located at her grandfather's tomb. Now, that was freaky when they go in
yeah.
to get the sword.
Mm-hmm. That was freaky. And
yeah,
then
they later
sudden,
arrive at Gotham Cemetery, where they receive the sword. Azrael arrives injuring Tabitha and escapes with the real sword. Now, did Tabitha died? She did, right?
Yeah, I think she died, yep. And then Butch
yeah,
wanted revenge on her, and then Penguin
yeah,
wanted revenge
right,
on his
right,
mom.
He
snapped again all of a sudden. And then
yeah.
That's when the most epic scene ever on Gotham was when Penguin
very
and
epic,
Butch
as we come up.
Again.
Gordon warns Alfred over the radio about Galliman. Just as Bruce returns to Wayne Manor, Gordon arrives and shoots Azrael multiple times until Cobblepot and Butch arrive. Butch fires an RPG, killing Azrael, and it was like epicness. That's
yes,
the way a villain should
FPG.
Go, right, Matt? With the
yes.
bazooka.
I wonder how they're going to end that way with Damian Darhk on Arrow. I can't wait for that next week.
Oh, that would be fun. That would be fun. Just
yes.
obliterate him.
Yeah.
Just like what they did with Vandal Savage.
Oh, I
remember they turned him into
already?
Dust?
Oh, yeah. But I'm almost thinking you saw the finale ready for tomorrow night.
Oh, no. I was talking about on Arrow when they fought him.
Oh, yeah. I hope they explain that in tomorrow night's episode,
well,
how Merlin...
I don't want to stray to Arrow, but we are going to have Arrow talking. I want to talk to you about how they still haven't followed up on Merlin picking up the dust, you know, when...
Yeah,
Battle
and how was able to restore himself from a single cell. I mean,
right. That's
just weird how the opening of the pilot, I understand that the opening of the pilot was in the future, but it didn't show how he was brought back to life. I mean, that's just weird.
Yep, agreed.
Now back to Gotham.
I mean, that has to be one of my favorite moments in TV history, is getting blown up by an RPG. I'm surprised a lot of people are not buzzing about how Azrael went to bits and pieces. Now, right before, if you watched the episode, tell me if you're with me. Right before Azrael gets blown to smithereens, he has a line. And what does he say? He goes, oh, like, oh, shit. But obviously he couldn't say, oh, shit. But he was like, oh. And then,
you can't cheat death twice. I think he said, you can't cheat death twice,
sure,
or something like that.
I like how he tells Gordon, I like how the Penguin tells Gordon, you got to bring the right toys sometimes, or the right weapons.
Yeah. Oh, and then I like the scene when Azrael was after Bruce, and then Bruce got into the car and hit that guy. That was cool.
Yeah. You know, there was one moment where young Bruce Wayne is in the study where Alfred is fighting Azrael, and all you hear
that part was cool.
Bruce yelling, Alfred! Alfred! Alfred!
Yeah.
I was like, shut up! Let him fight!
Yeah, me too. Just let Alfred be a badass and fight right there.
Yeah.
And then,
before
Alfred beat the crap out of him, Bruce is just walking around, and then Azrael just jumps through the window. They were closing all the windows, and then all of a sudden, Azrael, damn fucking Galavan, jumps in and tries to attack Bruce. And thank God for Gordon, he was just around the corner, and the two heroes of the day, Penguin and Butch, saved the day.
That was so funny. Oh, my gosh. That scene alone has been replaying in my head since I saw it. I'm like, that is such a cool way to blow up your fucking villain.
Yes. Galavan was the worst villain ever in season 2.
Yeah.
I mean, the beginning of the first
gosh.
Half of season
Whoever
2.
Whoever created him
worst
was horrible.
Villain. Yeah, I hope season 3
I was not a fan. I was definitely not a fan. Let us know. Are you a fan of Azrael Galavan? Let us know. And are you happy he's blown to smithereens?
Oh, yeah. But let's keep going. Like, what happened this week, I thought it was awesome. Let's keep going with new characters and the rise of new villains. And I'm very excited to see what they have upcoming for season 3.
Me too. As season 2 is wrapping up next week, season 3 will be shortly around the corner. Now, do you think you might see the Batman soon?
I hope so. I hope so, even though he's still like 12 or 13 years old.
Yeah, he won't be Batman. He'll be Batboy.
It will be somehow, or he'll even be Robin. I don't care if Alfred becomes Batman. I mean, come on.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, I mean, the guy's old enough.
The first
they got
Batman
the Batcave.
Was Alfred.
Yeah, that'd
so
be
cool.
funny.
That'd be
funny.
Cool.
And plus,
would you be okay
I mean,
if they did that?
Yeah, I mean, just temporarily until Bruce gets older. Because you know what got me going when Bruce saw the Azrael costume was me thinking that he's starting to get the idea on someday that's going to be me.
Exactly.
But with bat ears.
Like in that theatric.
Yep. I can't wait to see that on Gotham. But do you think that's going to be the end of the series, like just seeing a shadow of the bat, like not in full costume or like
I think
just gonna be like having the cape.
Yeah,
they're just not
I think
show
we're gonna get
kind
of like a Smallville half-ass.
I hope not.
You know.
They better not.
Yeah,
I would love to see Batman and Gordon shake hands and start to work together.
Can you imagine the last shot you see is Gordon, Batman, and the bat signal on the rooftop?
Yes,
that
would
last
be
shot
a great
see.
Ending for Gotham. Gotham
oh
is
my
such
gosh.
A great pop show.
And then Jim Gordon has his mustache.
Oh yes. Yes.
It's gotta happen, right?
So cool. Yes, and then we gotta get Ra's al Ghul at some point too. And the real
right. Do you think
Shatter.
They'll use the same actor or do you think they'll come up with their own?
You mean from Arrow or Liam Neeson? I want Liam Neeson to return. I did like Matt Nabel who played Ra's on Arrow, but that's over on Arrow and Legends of Tomorrow. But on Gotham, they should try to use a new actor or Liam Neeson, because I remember him saying when they were trying to find an actor to play Ra's on Arrow, he said, I'd love to come back and do it.
Really?
Yeah. Liam said he'd love to come back and do it.
Oh, well, there you go. Come on back.
Yep. And plus, we still got Bane to do, because now with them doing crazy shit at Arkham Asylum, Strange can easily create the Bane serum. Don't you think?
Yeah. Strange, I don't think. Do you think he's going to go anywhere, or do you think they're going to continue that villain storyline?
I think they will in season three. I just wonder what's going to become of Barbara. She acts all crazy now on what that one episode we saw her at. I mean, that was just nuts on what we saw her at.
I agree.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Matt, anything Gotham that you want to mention that we haven't touched on? I think we're pretty much done with this with this episode.
Well, yeah, I know. It's just us now. Crystal Candor tweeted me, and he asked, as I was watching Arrow tonight, he goes, "Hey, Matt, what's the podcast schedule this week? Can you ask Jesus to text me?" Yeah.
I don't have his number.
Know why. Yeah, me neither. But I don't know why they just call in. I even just texted Joe earlier. I say, "Dude, podcast now." And I got a text from him this morning saying, "Are we doing podcast tonight?" Like last night, because I know I got it from you on Snapchat saying that we were.
Yeah.
I think that's cool that we Snapchat, man.
Yeah, I think it's fun.
Even though
what, so much fun.
Even though someday it'll be a fanboy stream if I ever get to meet you and hang out with you at Comic-Con.
Same here, man. You rock, bro. All right, cool. Well,
here.
On that note, Matt, give us your best Gotham shout-out as we wrap up the show.
Gotham is such a great series. I can't wait to see what they do in the season finale. Can't wait to talk about tomorrow night's episode in the podcast. And next we're doing Flash Talk.
Next one is the Flash Talk. Yeah, we're going to be talking about...
Which episode are we talking about?
That is going to be...
I was hoping the Kevin Smith one.
No, it's not. It's the one right before that. It's the one right before that.
Okay, but there's stuff to talk about on that one, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay, man.
Okay, cool. Thank you, man. I want to thank Matt
one.
From Florida for calling
in,
and also thank you for downloading the podcast. And join us tomorrow as we catch up with Gotham. All right, have a good night.